Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. They're an overlooked resource in most cases, but farm ponds in Kentucky number over 233,000.
These ponds are used for everything from drinking to for rural fire stations to put out fires to irrigation ponds, and then inevitably somebody uses it for cattle pond. They also want to use it to grow a bass and bluegill in.
And that, says UK Extension aquaculture specialist Bill Wirtz, is not good farm pond management. Spending even a little time thinking about that could lead to very healthy ponds and fish populations.
Usually they put the fish in there and we'll get a call later that all their fish are dying or they don't have good fishing. And that's the problem. They didn't approach it from the start with the proper stocking sequences and management sequences and water quality, and then they're not very successful. So the important thing is before you ever start doing fish in your pond is to contact your extension service first.
And on aquatic weed control, one week you see some, next week the pond is covered.
The problem is most people don't think about controlling the plants until it's a very obvious problem, and the time to do it is when you see them coming up early in May. Mid-May to end of May, what I say is the time to worry about treating your aquatic plants is when the sycamore gets its leaves.
But you don't have to wait for the sycamore. UK's holding farm pond management courses this Friday and Saturday in Princeton. Details in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money in college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
UK aquaculture specialist Bill Wirtz says even small, simple farm pond management efforts can pay big dividends.
I mean, it can be a night and day difference from just getting your alkalinity alone correct. Can make the difference between no fish and having fish.
They'll have those workshops this Friday and Saturday in Princeton, and again April 17 and 18 at the Franklin County Extension Office. Any local extension office can provide details. Wirt says he thinks he's seeing signs that more landowners are paying attention to this on-farm resource.
I think there's more awareness of it than there has been in the past. As fuel prices go up and expenses for any number of recreational activities go up, the farm pond starts looking like an attractive place for some recreation. You can catch your trophy bass in that 3/4, 1 acre farm pond just as easily, maybe more easily than you can out at one of the big lakes.
Check out those workshops and get the most out of your farm pond. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.